Okay, so this is a visualization exercise. What I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your legs and your arms, and just nestle into the spot, a place where you can sit for a while without being disturbed. And then when you're ready, just close your eyes, and take some long, slow, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing nice and deep and slow into 7. Filling your lungs with nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling all the way out to 11. Emptying your lungs. Feeling the sense of release when you let that breath all the way out. Following your breath all the way in. Breathing nice and deep and slow. In through your nose. And then all the way out through your mouth. Breathing nice and deep and slow. Breathing rhythmically. Following the breath all the way in and all the way out. Allowing yourself to relax, to your shoulders to drop down. Dropping down and your shoulder blades coming back. Your jaw unhinging. Your eyes and the pressure of the lids on your eyes loosening and relaxing. The muscles in the forehead relaxing. The muscles in the cheeks, in the jaw, where the jaw meets the ears, loosening, relaxing. Your hands spreading out and relaxing. Allowing your legs, your feet to fall to the sides as the quads and the hamstrings, the shins and the calves relax. Allowing your tummy muscles to loosen, go limp and lazy-like. And from the very top of your head all the way to the tip of your toes, every deep breath in. And then with every exhalation, just releasing tension and tightness. And just letting your whole body go loose and limp and lazy-like. Nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, just really focus on releasing tightness, tension, worry. Letting go of the early parts of the day, letting go of what's to come, just being in this moment, allowing yourself some time to just relax, to detach from the world around you, to relax and find some peace and relaxation, a mental and physical holiday just for you. This is your time. To relax and focus on your goals of quitting smoking. So just take a few more moments to follow your breath, releasing more tightness and tension in your mind, letting your thoughts come into the moment, releasing tightness and tension in various parts of your body. As you follow your breath in, and as releasing any remaining tightness and tension out with every breath. Good. Now what I'd like you to do is you've been working hard to quit smoking one cigarette at a time, becoming more mindful, using more techniques to manage stress, to change your thoughts, to interrupt the automatic habit of smoking. And you have been persisting, being more proud of yourself, more aware of the temptations, the thoughts, the urges, more aware of what's working for you, what you need to tweak. And as you continue on this journey, becoming more aware of each cigarette, more aware of the stress and how to manage it differently, more aware of how the smoking is not your friend. It doesn't produce stress relief. It doesn't help you in any way. It's just a familiar habit. And with all familiar habits, as we bring more focus, as we bring more prioritization to it, as we look at ways to interrupt it, change it, approach it differently, we experience more and more success as we travel along the road. And as you experience more success, more understanding, a greater sense of strength of what works for you and what doesn't, see the road you're on, the journey you travel, knowing you can get to the end of the road. And the end of the road is long since past the point where you quit. That's a mark along the road. And the road that you're on is towards better health, to better well-being, an integrated sense of self. The road you're on goes well beyond the point of quitting. It's a journey to a better you. This is the journey you're on. And each and day, each and every day, as you travel now, you've been taking steps towards this goal of a better, healthier you. Better because you're more decisive about your life, about what you do, what you spend your money on, how you spend your time. More decisive about how you make choices for your health. That's how it's better. It's not that a quit version of you is better than the current version. It's you're more in control. You're more decisive, more commandeering the ship. Getting rid of this habit will enable you to be more in charge. A feeling of better strength, empowerment, for having conquered this habit, having overcome it, one step at a time, one cigarette at a time, one day at a time. More understanding, more patience, more mindful and aware. So with this journey you're on to a healthier you, I'd like you to see yourself ahead in the future. Whatever day it is, it doesn't matter. But see yourself having quit the last cigarette. And you're 2 weeks out, past the difficult time where the nicotine is withdrawn from your system. See yourself then feeling strong, feeling accomplished, feeling proud. You're 2 weeks out and you're on your journey. Continuing to go to the gym, exercise, and you know each and every day your lungs grow stronger, the blood flow increases, Your confidence increases. It was a difficult journey, and you're there. You're 2 weeks out from your last cigarette. Slowly, little by little, things are improving. Things are getting easier. See yourself. Enjoy the sense of pride, the sense of accomplishment. You know it was challenging. You know you had to make many tweaks along the way. You know the awareness you had to bring to your experience each and every day. You know the times where it was tougher and the times where it was easier. You know that this was no easy task, and you accomplished it one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, with greater patience, greater curiosity, greater self-understanding than you've ever had before. Feel that pride, that awareness you now have, that understanding you now have. Feel the compassion and understanding you have more of. Knowing you can keep on this journey to a healthier you, a more integrated you. Enjoy that sense of pride. Look at you, see you up close, far away. Feel the sense of pride within. Notice the sense of pride. And you deserve to feel proud. You deserve to feel accomplished. You know the journey you've been on and the journey you'll continue to healthier and healthier you each and every day. Only you know the challenges you've had to face, the tweaks, the changes, the awarenesses, the mindfulness, the challenging questions you've given yourself, and only you know the persistence it's taken. See that pride, accomplishment, understanding, satisfaction, feel it, close up and far away. You know you can do it. You've accomplished other things that are challenging, difficult, and you can accomplish this as well. Notice the newfound sense of empowerment, finding new ways to manage stress, new ways to change your thinking, new ways to interrupt the tempting thoughts. New ways to become aware of the habit. New ways to change your thinking and your focus. Enjoy that sense of empowerment. See the things you can do now with greater ease. You can step onto an elevator without giving it a moment's thought. You can walk wherever you want. You don't have to worry about your breath or any smell emanating from you. You can kiss your husband with ease. You can go wherever, whenever you want, to anywhere with greater ease. see yourself on an airplane with greater ease, comfort, less preoccupied by how many hours are left and how quickly you can get to an exit. See yourself in a meeting, less preoccupied by the time remaining. See yourself freer, less encumbered. This monkey is off your back. This bad boyfriend slipped in to your past, no longer a part of your life. See yourself freer, less preoccupation. See yourself feeling less separate from your friend group as you no longer need to slip outside for a cigarette. Less silly. They love you, they care about you, but you don't feel so separate or different anymore. You don't need to slip away or feel silly about slipping away. You no longer, in any situation, has to feel embarrassed about this secret habit. Embarrassed about the bad boyfriend. Worried about what other people think. There's generally less discomfort, greater ease. See yourself at the gym, treadmill, elliptical, whatever it is. Your lungs are getting stronger. It's getting a little easier. Coughing has subsided or is very infrequent and less intense. You're feeling capable and more strong. See yourself hiking up a steep mountain with greater ease. You're not lagging behind or dreading every moment. You're moving up the hill with enjoyment. Your endurance is improved, your blood flow is improved. Your skin is more colorful. When away, you don't have to be preoccupied with where to go to smoke or who's around who could put you at danger. Enjoy more time with friends or your spouse. You don't have to get dressed to go outside to have a cigarette. You can relax in the comfort of your room or the comfort of the dining room or the bar, wherever you are. You can stay more engaged in conversation, disappearing less often. And you save money. Money you can spend on sewing projects, on upgrading, travel, excursions. More and more money saved each and every month. Take a moment to see yourself 2 weeks out. Then I'd like you to jump ahead 3 months out. Everything is so much easier. You see yourself differently. You're a non-smoker. You're healthier. You're fitter, more capable, stronger. Proud of what you've accomplished, knowing how difficult it was. Greater ease, less discomfort, less embarrassment, less feeling like a social pariah. Everything is easier 3 months out. Six months out from that is even better. And yes, there'll be times of temptation where the devil tries to tempt you. You can just have one. Oh, it's a stressful day. You can deserve it. But now you have a stronger voice to talk back. When the devil and the angel are fighting, you can talk back. Say, no, I don't want that anymore. I know how challenging it was. It's a difficult journey I've traveled, and I don't want to travel it again. You know how it affects you physically, in terms of how other people see you or what you worry about, the preoccupation, the monkey on your back. You don't want that. You want to be freer. There will be times, but with the mindfulness and awareness you're developing, you can dissect those temptations, trying to understand why they're coming up. Is it times of stress, tiredness? Do you need to engage in better self-care? They come up for a reason, and it's usually when we're more vulnerable. But with the awareness you're developing now, you'll be able to do that easier. You'll be able to dispel those temptations much easier. The greater awareness you're developing, that mindfulness you'll have for the rest of your life. Feel that sense of pride a year from now, knowing the hard journey you are on. Everything is better now. You can do it. You know you can. This stretch is difficult, but it gets easier. And you get deeper understanding every step along the way. So take a moment to commend yourself. Take a moment to remind yourself you want this. Say that to yourself quietly, in your words. You are stronger than this habit. You're developing awareness, understanding, compassion. You're approaching every day with curiosity, experimenting with different techniques to help you interrupt the habitual way of responding. Carry on your journey. You can do it. When you're ready, you can return back to the room around you, feeling reconfirmed, reaffirmed, determined to continue along your way.